The Potter's Field by Andrea Camilleri.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
1. He was awakened by a loud, insistent knocking at the door. A frantic knocking, with hands and feet, but curiously, no ringing of the doorbell. He looked over at the window. No dawn light filtered through the closed shutter. Outside was still total darkness. Or rather, every so often, a treacherous flash lit up the window, chilling the room, followed by a thunderclap that shook the window panes. The storm that had started the day before was raging with greater fury than ever. Strangely, however, the surging sea was silent, though it must have eaten up the beach all the way to the veranda. He groped around on the bedside table, hand searching for the base of the small lamp. He pressed the button, clicking it twice. But the light didn't come on. Had the bulb burned out? Or was there no electricity? He got up out of bed, a cold shudder running down his spine. Through the shutter slats came not only flashes of lightning, but blades of cold wind. The main light switch was also not working. Maybe the storm had knocked out the power. The knocking continued. Amidst the pandemonium, he thought he heard a voice cry out, as if in distress.
"I'm coming, I'm coming," he shouted.